you know, we're getting a little dose of wet, snowy weather in some places. Not quite as fierce as last week. That heavy snowfall we saw just a little over a week ago is the focus of today's discussion with the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Andrew Knottbaum is here to talk about all the coordinated efforts that went into responding to that storm and all the preparations for the next one. Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, that was a doozy last week.
Sure was, right? Some areas of the county we saw, you know, 3 to 4 feet of snow. Pretty incredible.
So what do you think the response was to the last blast? Do you think it went pretty well?
I do. I think it went really well. There was strong coordination throughout the county and the region, working with law enforcement, utilities, Red Cross partners, unhoused shelter operations, search and rescue. And then really our public works, both in the city and the county and our municipalities, they did an outstanding job of getting out there early, plowing through the nights and clearing those roads.
Yeah, you really have to give kudos to them. Now, a few neighborhoods were especially hit hard. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, so probably the areas we saw the biggest concern were those areas that had private roads and neighborhoods that don't have public access. So it really comes down to what we talk about almost every time on this program is if you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have your roads plowed by city or county utilities, you need to plan ahead with your neighbors. You need to work on your resource list, come up with your emergency plans ahead of time, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. This is Colorado. We're going to have wet, heavy snow in the springtime.
It's amazing. Just because the snow ended doesn't mean the work is over for you right now. Not only that, but spring is here and we've got severe weather right around the corner. It never ends. What is next on tap?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned this. My job, by definition, is continuous improvement. We're constantly looking at, we did really well the last time, but how can we improve our processes, our coordination? So we do after-action reviews, and then we put in improvement plans of areas where we think we can improve in our response. And like you said, March is the snowiest month mm-hmm. in Colorado, and April's the second snowiest. And when we have those spring snows, it's heavy, wet snow. That's the bad news. That can damage trees, power outages. It's strenuous to shovel. The good news, I guess, is in the spring, it usually melts off pretty quick.
Yeah, not only that, but we did a story today that they're predicting a drier summer. That's not good news for wildfire season, is it?
No, it sure isn't, you know. And wildfire season, too, we talk about yeah. This is expanded. We have wildfire season year-round. Some of the biggest wildfires we've had down in the Pikes Peak region have been in February and January. And so, really, when those winds go, we have dry fuels and low relative humidity, we can see significant fire spread.
Yeah, let's hope that isn't the case this year. Andrew, thanks for the time. As always, we appreciate it. Have a wonderful day and a great week.
Great talking to you both. Thank you.